USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected a challenge to Obamacare, the third time it has preserved the 2010 health care law. Reacting to that news on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer.
The United States Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, upheld the Affordable Care Act in the face of another legal challenge. So let me say definitively, the Affordable Care Act has won. The Supreme Court has just ruled the ACA is here to stay. And now we're going to try to make it bigger and better. Establish once and for all affordable health care as a basic right of every American citizen.
The nation's unemployment line grew longer last week for the first time in more than a month. The Labor Department reporting 412,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady. During a news briefing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell calling it part of the ongoing strong support for the economic recovery. Regarding that recovery, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Pat Toomey tells CNBC,
"You know, I think the big picture here that we shouldn't lose sight of is our economy is not in a recovery mode anymore. We're in a full-blown expansion. We were in recovery in the third quarter of last year when we grew by 30%. Now, we've got a really robust expansion, as you know. The Fed is projecting 7% real GDP growth this year, unemployment getting down to 4.5%. And with prices rising all around us, it's 2023 before there's a median agreement that we get off zero."
Former President Trump doesn't support vaccinating school-age children against COVID-19. Trump claiming young people are not affected or affected badly by the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Biden administration is continuing to push President Biden's goal of getting 70% of adults in the United States with at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose by July 4th. Former White House senior advisor on COVID-19 response, Andy Slavitt, tells MSNBC he believes we'll be close, but just a little bit shy of that 70% number.
We're probably, as a country, going to be very close to 70%. If we're short, we'll be at 68% or so. And then we won't stop. We'll keep moving beyond that, and I think we'll eventually soon cross 70%. But here's the point, and I think you made this point very well, Willie, which is that doesn't mean the whole country is 70%. It means parts of the country are at 90%. And parts are 40 to 50%. And so those parts of the country that are 40, 50% are at risk, particularly come fall.
U.S. athletes continue to punch their ticket to the Tokyo Olympics.
American swimmer Katie Ledecky easily qualified for two more events at the upcoming Tokyo Games, dominating the 200-meter freestyle and 1500-meter freestyle events Wednesday at the U.S. Olympic Trials. She swam the fastest 1500 in the world this year, though it was about 20 seconds slower than her own world record pace. The 1500-meter freestyle is the longest event in the Olympic swimming program, and the women's race will make its debut in the Games next month. Ledecky has already qualified for the 400-meter freestyle and is favored to win the 800 free later in the trials. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.